Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is The Startup, and I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to the show. As promised, this is our virtual Halloween event, if you will. I am dressed up as a clown circus bearer, and I think it's appropriate for this year. It's been quite a circus, but none of that. I'm just happy to have you guys here on Sunday, and we're doing a virtual wine tasting. And I've got two fabulous guests, and it's sponsored by Michael Solberg Family Wines. So a shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines and to LA Talk Radio. So let's start. I have an amazing guest. I'm so lucky to have her. Usually she's the one doing the interviews, and today she's agreed to be the interviewee for us so we could get a little insight on her world. And she's forging an amazing empire. Joy Harris. Hey. How you doing, Joy?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. And you're welcome. I mean, welcome to the circus of this show today. And you're good at, you know, balancing things and moving parts and events. Yeah. And lots of coming at you. So for the folks who don't know who the Rich Girl Network is or what it's about or who you are, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us exactly what you do?
All right. Well, I am Joy Paris. Thank you, Monique. You wonderful, fabulous diva for having me on. My brand is Rich Girl Network TV, but originally, of course, actually, I take that back. The brand is Rich Girl Productions. The Rich Girl Network TV morphed that about 8 years ago when I met someone from India at an event, and he started working with me, and he's like, why aren't you doing our media stuff? Why aren't you doing that? So this is kind of how the Rich Girl Network TV media part of the company started, through just going to an event when I didn't want to go, but I listened to my little voice, and I went, and I met this amazing person. And now, here we are, talking with you about all the cool things. So there.
You know, I love that you bring up the little small voice, and I've been kind of, you know, touching on that all year, and that same voice to start this podcast or to do a lot of other things in the past. And well, oftentimes it's easy to kind of push it aside because it's really a dull little voice, but I'm glad that you did listen and take those meetings and actually go to those events that you perhaps didn't want to. I've gone to many things where I was too tired to go, and it wound up being the best thing. What can you say about entrepreneurship and pushing through and really taking every meeting and doing some of what you just said?
Well, I think that people have to be brave. I think that you have to think outside the box. I think that you have to just remember that you are unique in your own way, and don't look at what somebody else is doing. Don't measure yourself by someone else's success. Go in there with your own attitude, your own sense of who you are, and put everything out of the window, and then you'll have a better sense of that. You go in with preconceived notions. It's not going to work the way you want. And as you said, you have to listen to your gut. You know it. You can feel it in your system. And that's how I operate my life, personal and professional.
Yes, yes. And so let's talk about when you first started Rich Girl and it morphed, like you said, when you met the partner. Tell me what the initial seed idea was and then how it grew into this media giant now.
Well, okay. Well, let me backtrack to beginning. I started managing models. That was my first foray. Models to Europe, London, Paris, out in Laguna. And then I thought, someone said, hey, you should be doing actors. And I thought, oh God, why? But I listened to that. Girl, please, you know. I didn't even want to go there, but I did it anyway. And I decided, all right, fine. I'll do the acting thing. But when I first opened my agency, I didn't think about how many people were managing. I just knew it was me. I knew what I wanted to do. So I think that the possibilities, I never thought of like it not working.
Yeah,
I never told anyone what I was doing. I just did it. And I find that when you're building your company or your brand, just keep it to yourself or have people really close that you in your little network that you can trust, that you can tell, because there are too many naysayers that are going to tell you, well, why are you doing that? Why are you doing this?
Yeah,
keep it tight. Oh, that's the first thing I would say. Keep it tight. And then, just learn as you go along. When I started producing, my first production was a play, and I didn't even know what I was doing, but I called in people who knew more than I did. I'm not afraid to ask someone, hey, Monique, listen, girl, I don't know this. What do you think? Don't be afraid to ask for help, you know?
Sure. And you don't have to divulge your whole idea, your whole game plan when asking those questions. You can ask questions away, and you can even be transparent with the person and say, listen, I don't want to divulge everything, but I do want to seek your advice. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so ask for help. It's okay to do that. And then allow yourself to not fail. Allow yourself to stumble along. It's okay. You know, we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect that every little thing we do and it has to go this way. It's not always going to go right. And that's okay. You're going to end up in situations where you're thinking, oh my God, what did I just say? What did I just do? Let it go. You got to let it go. Yeah. Because if you hold on to it, nothing is going to happen. I just see so many people struggling with fear. And I have a thing that I always say. I don't like to use the word but in my sentences because that just keeps you away from doing something. It's always do, action, intention. You have to have D, D, and D, desire, dedication, and determination. Those three things, it can't be one and then forget the two. They have to all be together. That's what I would recommend.
The synergy of those three. Great, great pointers. You have to. So, you know, why do you think that fear stops a lot of entrepreneurs from really manifesting their greatest potential? Why do you think fear is such a main player?
I think that fear has been embedded in our society for so long. I think we're raised on fear as we grow up. You know, when you're a little kid, think about it, right? You're running around in the park or you're playing and the first thing your mom says, oh, be careful, you'll fall, right? So that's embedded in you as a little kid. So now you're afraid to like reach out and do things. It's subconscious. But I think that it's really learning. I think you have to read a lot of books. You have to listen to other people who are doing better than you are doing, more successful than you are doing. And look at their journey and see what they have done and take little pieces from that. Slowly, you chip away at that little thing. You just chip away. And if you think on that level, you'll be a better person when you go into a room for an interview or talk with someone. But it's practice. It's practice.
Great. And I see you running around town. Like, so for people who don't know, you know, around award season, there's a handful of companies that do gift receipts and, you know, they set these up where it's press and it's PR and it's brand building. And it's a lot of opportunities for brands to gain followership. I call it followership. That's my sub company. I launched the followership and you use those images and video assets to launch your brand. And the celebrities and press are because they're getting by exciting brand. I see you in and I thought I was busy, but you just and you put up so much content so fast.
Yeah.
Can you speak to us on how you streamline, how you choose where you're gonna be, first of all? Because you always seem to choose the right place. Then how you put it out so fast. Yeah. So talk about organization.
I think having a really good team is number one. I think you have to find people that you can rely on because it's very difficult, you know, in LA to find people who will stick to their word, right? They'll tell you, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, but then, you know, they don't call you. So I think if you're lucky to find someone or two or three people that can help you balance that, you're able to do that right away. Because one of the things you don't want to do, you don't want to say yes to a client, especially when you're doing media and go to an event like a branding event and do that content and then not produce that, like, you know, don't wait 5-6 weeks to send the material because all you have is your word. You can't say, oh, I'll be there. And then like, you don't them email you and calling you. Well, what happened to, you know, the interview 5 weeks down the line? You have to stay committed to getting that out within 2 days, as soon as possible. So I think if that's your focus, because as you just said, 2 day rule. Building relationships is number one. That company will not invite you back again, right? Because they've put out time, energy, and money. So you want to give them that resource to make them feel that, you know, this is value. I tell people out there, please follow. If you cannot do it, say you cannot do it. Just upfront.
Right.
Say, listen, I'll be there, but do you mind if it's 4 days? Don't go there and then, you know, don't do it. So I think just setting guidelines for yourself is super, super important. And sticking to that guideline, that's really important. And then people honor that. And then you're invited back again and again. And they tell someone else and someone else and someone else. So it's like a roller coaster. Yeah,
it is. And I think you hit on a really good highlights there on sticking to your word. And oftentimes, you know, you're moving heaven and earth to make it so, and things just happen. So I think there's something to be said about ownership, just really owning what's going on and getting in front of something. You and I have had something, and we've had a dealing together, and you were in the middle of it, and we saw how it was happening. And it's good to just communicate. Yeah, if you communicate, you can't go wrong.
It's the number one thing. It's the number one thing. Trust me, I've had disasters, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'll send the team to an event, and I'll get a call. They'll come back and go, oh, well, the sound didn't work. I'm like, what? You didn't test the camera. You know, I mean, and then I'm thinking, okay, how do I handle that? Because everything falls on you. Doesn't matter who you send, and you're same with your brand. It comes back to Monique. It comes back to Joy. So how do you navigate that? And you have to be honest and real. You have to be upfront. You can't say, you fake it. You say, listen, this is what happened. Yeah. And then you figure out a way to make it work. You might just say, hey, I'll come into your office. I'll do something else. I'll give an extra perk. But try to find a solution. Don't dwell on the mistake. It's done.
Sure. and learn from it. Learn from it. And always, that's a great place to add value, Joy. Don't you think? Like, okay, something wrong. But here's where I can add value. And not only am I going to problem solve, we're going to add value and do better.
Yeah.
So I think those opportunities are actually kind of exciting. I mean, I don't wish those to happen. You definitely want sound.
Right.
But what a great time to show your other skills to add value.
Yeah. But I think also, you know, especially for when you're doing media, I think so many young brands that are on the carpet for a while that are just starting up in the business. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, since 2006 and building. They get so caught up in the celebrity of the moment, okay? You know, I get it. You're excited to meet an actor here or there, but it's don't go beyond that. It's a brand. It's your business. Yeah, you've got that picture with that celebrity, or you post it on Facebook. So what? Fine. But don't make that the all thing that you are going for, because that's going to fizz out. Today, I see that happening right now with COVID-19. And so many of these brands, they're on the carpet, they're having fun, but is it a business? Is it viable? What are they there for? Are they there to just get that celebrity photo and feel like, look at me, I'm in Hollywood, I'm on a red carpet talking to someone?
So right.
You've got to really think about where you're going with your business and how far you want it to go. And if you're not thinking like that, you're not going to succeed in whatever brand that is, not just a media brand. It could be anything you're doing. Think about your strategy long-term, not just that moment of excitement, you know?
That's good, good, good. And, you know, we did touch on this before we got on the air. We spoke beforehand about this exact thing, but also having a pandemic-proof brand. And, you know, it's something that you're doing, you know your why, you know your how, but you also have other moving parts to it. And it's not just married to one thing.
Exactly. Well, now, you know, you are doing the media and you're doing production and you're building your brand. You've got to think outside the box. What I tell filmmakers today, eyeballs are on the internet, right? We're all in the same playing field now. You know, back 5 years ago, you had the studios doing this. And now everybody's watching the same thing. So what a great opportunity for filmmakers, content creators, right? To put their stuff forward out there. You don't need to wait anymore to pitch yourself. Do it yourself. Start thinking and strategizing. Oh, yes. I'm going to wait for funding. Oh, I'm going to wait. What? Get your camera. Get your friends.
Do it.
Figure it out and make it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Forget the treatment. Show me the, just do it. And you know, Will Smith, they just did a 2-season pickup on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the remake, because this young artist pitched you saw it, right? He pitched a different side of Fresh Prince. Like, it was all happy and bubbly. It was a little darker. And it was so well cut. That was the pitch. It wasn't like, come in and here's a one sheet and a treatment. You know, he did a visual, you know, pitch. And I think that's just the way you have to do it.
Yeah, you've got to start thinking smart. You've got to start being innovative. You can't think the old way. You've got to balance it all out. You got to look and strategize and say, okay, what eyeballs are doing now? What am I doing next? This is an opportunity during this pandemic to be creative. Think outside the box. Don't wait for something to happen. And guess what? Don't apologize. It's your thing. You know, do it. And don't ask permission. Just do what you need to do. And then things happen. I mean, we've got some projects we started to work with before COVID-19. This was a project that had to be shut in London. You know, it was travel involved, and we had to now wait, and we have to re-strategize how are we going to get this project done without actually being on that location, because it's a period piece. So we're working all these pieces together to make it work. You just have to keep doing projects, keep building your brand, whether you're an artist, a musician, whatever you're doing. You just got to make it work that way.
Yes. So that's go after advice. It. Don't ask. Great advice. And
don't apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you and I have, you know, a lot in common as far as the hustle. You know, you stay busy, like I'm, aforementioned, but, you know, we happen to be female. We happen to be Black. And I never like to use that as an excuse or bring that up. Because I don't, and one of my people that I really trust and love and respect, Jackie Pittman, she's awesome in reality space. And she's like, sometimes I don't have time to be Black or a woman. I just have to get it done. And I mean, you and I are kind of like, all three of us were kind of unicorns in this business. I mean, there's not a lot of people that look like us doing what we're doing.
And you know what,
newcomers. Yeah.
I never ever thought of, okay, people might think it's strange, but when I started doing this business or just in general, I never thought of it other than just me doing my thing. I never classified, oh, I'm a female going into this. I would just talk to people. I would make a phone call. It never dawned on me, this entire concept, oh, you're a woman, you're not getting in there. I didn't think about that. It never was something I thought about. And I don't know. I felt if I wanted something done, I would talk to people and I would get it done. And if I went into a room and I saw the person wasn't really going my way or was trying to go a different way, I would say, all right, thank you very much, you know, bye. And that was it. I never thought about anything else.
Right.
I just moved on.
Right. I think it's important to know how we show up in the world, though, not as an excuse or like a reason not to do anything, but I think you have to know what it is. Because a lot of people, but you know, your advice to the girls that look like us or to the guys that look like us or just anybody is, don't ask for permission and don't apologize.
No,
and that's good advice.
And I tell you, I'm from an immigrant family, right? We migrated here to the United States, and my parents felt this was the best place for us to be. And it is. Yes, there are problems, but I'd rather be here than anywhere else, right? And I would come and I would see other people here and I would think, oh my gosh, why don't you take an opportunity for that? We don't have that back home. Let's do this. There's so much you could do here in America. So much you can accomplish. So I just feel like this is what you do when you get an opportunity. And this is important that we think about that. Make it work. And don't put an excuse. Don't put an excuse in your life.
Make it work. I love it. Okay. Before we continue, let's give a little bit of info. How can people find you if they want to follow you, if they want to learn more about your brand?
They can follow me at Rich Girls Network TV, or they can email me, joy@richgirlnetwork.tv. I will talk to anyone. You can call me. I will follow up with you. And I'm always there. I will not turn your email down. So joy@richgirlnetwork.tv.
Yeah, Joy is one of the unicorns in the business for sure. I mean, she's definitely very approachable. And you find that when you're doing really good work, I find that, and I'm born and raised here, and I brag about it, but I am a proud native. I have Made in Hollywood tatted on my arm. But I say that because when you're doing really good work and you're talented and you know that you can deliver and you have something to offer, you don't need to be a jerk.
No.
You don't need to be snobby. You don't need to be Hollywood. You know, I think that your work speaks for yourself. So she's someone that's down to earth that will take that email and reach out.
And
right?
Like you, Monique, you are open. You're friendly. You have an open space and attitude about you. And people need to be like you. Be nice.
Thank you.
Okay to be nice.
It is. And I'm hoping to give like the Hollywood a better name. I mean,
yes.
You know, I have my boundaries about me, but I don't think that you need to be extra. When you're doing work and you're talented, you don't need to do all that. So that's just my personal view.
Yes, I agree.
What do you have?
I didn't hear that question. Say it again.
Go ahead, sweetheart.
I was telling everyone out there, take this time to find out what you want to do with your life. Re-strategize and rethink about what you're doing. Take this pandemic as an opportunity to stop, look around you, make an inventory, take out what you don't want, keep what you need, and start moving forward. This is the time to do it. Slow down, stop, and look around you and make plans. That's my advice to everyone today.
And definitely. No apologies. And if something, it wasn't working for you before pre-pandemic, it shouldn't be with you post-pandemic. And that includes relationships, business. You know, you can love people from a distance. You don't have to work with everyone, even though you want it to work really badly. Sometimes it just doesn't work and you try. Right. It has nothing to do with you all the time. Sometimes it's just not, the synergy is just not there. And there's other things for you.
So get a social media and be creative. Stop looking at social media, write, produce, plan, get your brand down. Stop spending 25 hours on your Instagram and your Facebooks and your likes and dislikes of who said what. Just get in your creative space and start doing the work. That's what I say.
Now you've told the truth now. Get out of the... Just get in there, post about ideas.
Take it. Oh my God, I can't take it anymore.
I know. This is why I'm in my circus ringmaster outfit.
And I love that. That is so awesome. I want the hat. I want the hat.
Yes. Shout out to a party wherever I go. Anyway. Okay, so what do you have coming up for 2021? Hopefully we're going to get a rebirth, new energy. What are you foreseeing for your brand and for the world?
2021, I think, is a really going to be an interesting year. I think a lot of people who are meant to stay in this business, our business, will stay. And others who aren't meant to be here won't be here. That's the reality of it. For me, working on the projects we have about three amazing projects coming up that I'm excited to go forward for 2021. Three strong films. Working with a couple of awesome artists and singers. Yeah, I'm really, honestly, super excited about 2021. I cannot wait. I'm like, hurry up. Let's just get to there. But it's going to be fabulous. So I'm excited. So stay tuned, everybody, and check us out. Rich Girl Productions and Rich Girl Network TV. We're lots of stuff coming up. So,
and what's in a name? Name your brand. What's in a name? Rich Girl. You have to put it out there. Even if you're not a rich girl, you have to say it.
Right.
Put
it out. Right. And the tagline is live, dream, and believe.
I love it, Joy. Can you spill any tea on your future projects?
Oh, God. I want to, but...
Hints without getting in trouble? Man, you know I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Sometimes you got to keep it tight, and I respect that. So what final word of advice for this year do you have for entrepreneurs? And this doesn't have to just be production. Yeah. Any other golden nuggets that you want to give people going into the holidays?
Whether you're spiritual or not, stay connected to your inner self. Find a space in yourself where you can be quiet, meditate, be grateful and thankful every day that you wake up. That you have an opportunity to be a new person, to make a difference, to help someone and continue that journey. When you focus on helping others, then your success will happen. It isn't always about you. What can I do to help someone else? You lift someone else up, you lift yourself up along the way. So that would be my advice going forward. Stay close to spirit, connect with yourself, and keep loving your heart, really.
I love that. See, everybody, you could be a rich girl and have soul and spirit. There you go. Joy Paris.
Love in your heart.
Keep loving your heart. Rich Girl Network, Rich Girl TV, excuse me.
Live Network TV. Right.
Girl Network TV. Joy Paris. One more time. Where can people find you, Joy?
They can email me, joy@richgirlnetwork.tv.
I love it. Happy holidays to you. Be safe, be well, and I can't wait to see you soon.
And I'm getting that hat.
I'm going to see you. I love you.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Oh, yay, Joy. Okay, you guys, that was Joy Paris from Rich Girl Network TV. How lucky were we to get her? We could never get her. I mean, she's always doing the interviews. And before I bring my next guest on, I want to just do a couple plugs. I don't know if you guys can see the poster behind me, but this is for the Pandemic Project documentary. We're doing our extended trailer event coming this December 31st on the Roku channel through BUTV, J. Will Productions, and the Laura Bill Company, and Latchkey Kid Films. If you are a brand and you want to do a sponsorship for our extended trailer viewing event, we would love to speak with you. You can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, or you can Instagram me. And cheers to that project. And I guess without further ado, we have our celebrity chef, Chef Corey. What's up? Oh, my gosh. Let's see where she is. She's probably in the kitchen cooking something up. In the meantime, shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. And this is a red blend. You can find them with their four top varietals on michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. So cheers. Wines. Yeah. Oh, Chef Corey.
Hey, how are you?
How are you? Thank you. I am the clown circus ring bearer because it's a circus. How are you doing? We're so excited to have you back. In case you guys didn't have Chef Corey before, you didn't see her. It was pre-announcement that she's on one of the hottest cooking competition shows on the planet. Tell everybody what's going on.
So Hell's Kitchen finally decided that between January and February 2021, they will be showing season 19. So I am super, super excited. Can't wait for everybody to watch. So
congratulations, Chef Corey. So you're welcome. And what do you have? You dressed up a little for us. You got a skull. What do you have?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Kind
there's
of like my tattoo.
That's on the back.
Nice. So I asked Chef Corey, celebrity Chef Corey, if she could cook something with Halloween vibe, fall vibe. There we go. Now we can see it. And I knew she would have a pumpkin for me. She's good like that. She's good with the details, folks. Tell everybody who you are in case they missed our last couple intros.
So my name is Corey Sutton. I am a celebrity chef, private chef here in Hollywood, California. Me and my husband are in the process of creating our own salsa brand right now. So Mama Corey Salsa. Stay tuned for that. It's still in progress. We're making sure that it comes out absolutely perfect. We're super, super excited. Doing some TV stuff, and then obviously on LA Talk Radio, the best radio station out there right now. I mean, come on.
Hey.
I'm just living day by day, cooking at home, doing what we need to do to survive this crazy time, and, you know, making some yummy food for everybody.
I love it. And, you know, I think, honestly, looking forward to your segments and what you're cooking up has been a highlight for our show. Corey's a new added member to the Pandemic Posse, a panel of experts. She's our only chef that we have, our celebrity chef, so I'm so excited to have you. What are you playing with over there in the kitchen, Chef Corey?
So I actually roasted up some pumpkin and some squash, and I added a little bit of chorizo to it. So I got a little Mexican chorizo too. So I've got my chorizo and my pumpkin, zucchini, some fresh tomatoes and salsa. I made some handmade corn or flour tortillas today. And then, of course, our green salsa. You know, of course. You tried that one. You remember.
I can't even get over it. I dream about that salsa.
Yes. You know, just one of those things where it's starting to get fall. So I kind of wanted something warm and yummy and like that sauces to kind of heat you up and get you going for the night, you know? So I decided to make enchiladas today. Pumpkin with a little bit of, like I said, a little bit of chorizo that I get from my butcher at the farmer's market. You know, using all my local ingredients here in California. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, just got to use what you got.
So, you know, you have a really interesting way with flavor. I know that every chef has a signature thing, but I feel like no matter what ingredients we're putting in front of you, you're able to complement them with what we are already familiar with. Like even with the salsa, I'm familiar with the heat, but you did something different with that salsa. You added sweet, and I don't even like sweet with my heat usually. Where do you think that talent or interchangeable, how do you do it without giving away your secret sauce? Pun intended.
It's things where I love flavor. I love spice. I love heat. I love sweet. I love savory. Anything you put in my mouth, I am happy with. Vegetables to meats to fish, whatever it is. I love it. But I want to taste my ingredients. I want to be able to taste what I'm eating. I enjoy a good salsa. I like that hot.
Yeah. Caliente.
But I want to continue being able to enjoy my food and not overpower my palate. So the salsa that we created, I was able to give you that spice and that heat that everybody loves. But that sweetness at the end just kind of takes it away and lets you enjoy your meal. So it doesn't overpower.
That's true. I wasn't running for my cup of milk or whatever I need, soy, whatever, to fix my tongue. It just was an enjoyable heat. And then it was sweet. You left me sweet.
Yep. So. You only had enough as it is, so I didn't need to do anything there.
So thank you. Now, what do you want to tell the listeners and the viewers about your chefing, your personal chefing here around Southern California? I know you're in Hollywood, but you go all ends, right? San Diego to Ventura, right?
I go anywhere. I do a lot of clients in Aspen, Colorado. I've done New York, obviously Mexico, living there for over 20 years. You know, Mexico's, you know, my second home for me. So basically anywhere you want to fly my cute little butt, I will cook a meal for you. So no matter what you need, dietary restrictions, you know, health issues, I've done it all. I continue to do it all. And I think it's important that as a chef, we are versatile. You're very versatile, can do anything you want. But then the day I'm cooking for you, I'm not cooking for me. You know, this isn't my family, it's your family. So if you have certain dietary restrictions, certain issues, certain things you don't like to eat, I'm not going to shove it in your face. I'm going to give you what you want, and I enjoy cooking from the heart and from the soul. Yes. I enjoy making you remember your grandma, your mama, your auntie, your dad, whoever it is that made that smile on your face. That's what I want to bring back to you. That's what I want you to remember me every time you eat something. That, oh my God, my grandma made this, or my mama made this, or my daddy made this, or whoever it is, I want you to remember them when you eat. And that's, to me, that's important.
Sure. And, you know, a lot of people are on a budget because of COVID and everything being crazy. And, you know, so, you know, what do you, like, here's the thing, Chef Corey, I'll be honest, I get bored with the same things.
Of course.
And I try to switch it up. You know, and I'm not a chef, but I think I can cook pretty good, not like you, but I am off the meat. So it'll be 3 years where I'm completely haven't had poultry. Yeah, and so I'm doing fish only for my own energy reasons. So how does one not get bored of food? With all respect to people who are starving out there, I'm not trying to be that way. But when you're just bored of being the same thing, any like tips to keep it from being mundane?
So we're very used to, when we go to the grocery store, we know what we like, we go to the same place, we get the same vegetable, we go to the same place. Look around. Those vegetables and fruits change seasonally. Look at something different. I don't know how to cook, you know, something. Pick it up and look at it and go, I don't know what it is, but guess what? My compadre, Google, he'll tell me what it is. He'll tell me 100 ways to cook it. So, you know, especially right now, we have nothing else better to do than sit home and cook. You know what? Go to the grocery store, get those veggies, get whatever protein you want or whatever. Go home and create something. At the end of the day, you got nothing else better to do right now. Be creative. Go out of your comfort zone. Yeah. You know, start trying new things and new vegetables and new proteins, new fish, new whatever makes you happy. Just go out and try it. You know, go to that grocery store and ask the fruit guy, what is this? Oh, it's this YZ. Google it. And then go on YouTube and figure out how to cook it. You know, I mean, you go out of your comfort zones. All you gotta say is, I tried it once, don't like it, then you try something else.
Yeah, good advice. What else do you have on your table there? You got some vegetables. What is that? Cilantro?
So I got a little bit of cilantro. I put a little bit of queso fresco that I get from the company here, Los Altos. I love this Mexican brand. They've got the best creams, Mexican cheeses, all that little stuff that I don't really normally get here in California. I am able to get it here. So I got that crema on there, the queso fresco, fresh cilantro, my homemade flour tortillas, because like I said, we ain't got nothing else better to do right now than cook. So, and then I grilled up some little green onions. So the nice little green onions over here. And then over here is a fresh white onion with a little bit of fresh lemon and then fresh oregano on it. So I'm going to add that to my enchiladas.
Yes. Okay, this looks really good and very Southern California friendly and light, but still hearty. So yeah. I'm excited to try this. You know my address, so I'll be waiting for the delivery.
Absolutely. Yeah. Postmates it is.
Yes, Postmates it is. Now, why don't you give us a little glimpse on your experience without spilling too much tea? We don't want you to spill too much tea. How was it to be on this show? How did you feel when you got the call? And for any aspiring chefs out there or cooks, what tips do you have for them so they can be a part of something like this?
To be honest, it's one of those things where I was very nervous. I doubted myself a lot. I hesitated on the call. I hesitated on putting in the application and getting that phone call. I hesitated a lot on it, to be honest, because I didn't think I was good. I didn't think, well, why are they calling me? I'm not going to be okay. But then I had to stop and say, you know what? Failure is part of success. You're going to fail. You're going to fall on your butt. You're going to lose all your money, but you got to lose it to actually gain it. And it was one of those things where it's just like, I know who I am. I know what I can do. And if I go on a show and if I win or lose, it doesn't defy who I am because I know who I am. It's an experience I can only grow from. So I'm hoping that I learn from this experience and I can learn how to grow and become better, not only as a chef, but also as a mom and as a partner. So it's a whole package thing. You know, it's something that going into a business is a whole package. It's for everybody, not just for me. So it's go out of your comfort zone. You know, believe in yourself before anybody else believes in you, because there's going to be 100 people telling me that you're not good enough. You're not worth it. You can't. And that's fine, because I know I can. And I know that I can go positive and be okay with it and be okay with failing or with succeeding. So I need to be okay with myself and just keep on going.
And that mindset really does translate in the food. I mean, if you guys haven't tried Chef Corey's salsa, you and your mate are going to put out, I think you said you're putting out a line soon as salsa so people can actually try it.
Yes.
When's that coming? We need that salsa in our lives.
We're looking at 2021, only because, you know, 2020 doesn't count. So we're not counting this year. So we're looking at the beginning of 2021, and we're going to put out both of our salsas. So look for Mama Corey's salsas. You know, we've got Lupe, which is our green salsa, named after my grandma. And then we have a red salsa rose named after Ian's grandmama. So it's, you know, both of our grandmamas, they're, you know, who main people in our lives who started this whole venture. So we're very excited.
I love it. So what's your schedule look like if people want to book you for the holidays, fly out to Aspen, fly out to wherever they need to fly out to? How can people find you and what's your schedule look like?
So if you go on Instagram, Mama Corey Salsa, go ahead and message me in there and we'll discuss, you know, what you want, what you need, and figure out how I can get some of my yummy food on your beautiful tables.
I love it. Thank you so much, Chef Corey. You guys, remember this name, remember this face. She's a celebrity. And after the show premieres, you'll know how lucky we really are to have her. Thank you for making time. I know you've been traveling.
Thank you. Love you much.
Happy holidays.
Yes, happy holidays.
Enjoy that chorizo.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, that was Chef Corey. You know, we have a lot of talent on this show. And I want to say a special shout out to Chef Corey and a special shout out to Joy Paris from Rich Girl Network. Now, I want to spend the last few minutes of the show going over a few things. And first of all, you know, I want to make sure that you guys are stocked up on your Michael Solberg family wines for the holidays, okay? Four different varietals. It's family owned, second generation by Leah Solberg. Her father, Michael Solberg, started the brand and she is here to carry it on. So family owned, and they are a very charitable company, very loving family, and they care about what's on your table this holiday. So if you have a glass, all you need is a little Solberg in it. It pairs well with everything. It pairs well with the wine glass. So cheers to Michael Solberg Family Wines. You can get a bottle of this delicious wine under $25. So check them out, michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. And I want to give a shout out to everyone that's making it as a startup. Thank you so much for all your support, all the brands, all the pandemic posse members that support this channel. And let's talk about the pandemic project documentary. My co-hosts and cast members, Gentry Stanley and Christopher John, a shout out to them. Lots of traveling has been going on. We are on our quarantine week. We go every 14 days or so to a new city. We're going to be wrapping casting for the film, and it's the poster here. We'll be wrapping next month, and then you'll see a premiere, an extended trailer on the Roku channel through BUTV on December 31st at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. So we're very excited to roll that out. And usually, you know, a film trailer is about a minute, minute and a half. We're doing a supersized film trailer, 2.5 to 3 minutes of our adventures on the road, speaking to entrepreneurs, speaking to essential workers, speaking to medical professionals, speaking to everyday people dealing with COVID-19. So please join us on that day and stay tuned on the Startup with Monique Larray, Cap Aquarius Media, or my personal Instagram, Monique Larray Stinson, and we'll click a link there for you to view that event. Yeah, so that's the update. The next cities for casting are the following. Anchorage, Alaska, Los Angeles, California, again, we've got to hit LA multiple times because it's a big city and we have lots of people we want to see. San Diego, of course, St. Louis, Missouri, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, Amarillo, Texas, and Phoenix, Arizona. And I think after those, we will be wrapped. So that's about 5 or 6 more cities coming up, give or take. We're doing St. Louis. We're going to try to make it to Kansas City. So Kansas City, if you guys have an interest in us coming and there's enough stories, we will make an extra step to come to see you. But shout out to St. Louis, Missouri. Shout out to Missouri in general, Lady Ray J and TOKOVO Radio and everybody that supports us there. So yeah, if you guys have a story and you want to be featured in the documentary, we'd love to have you. So my email is capaquariusmedia@gmail.com or the startup with Monique Larray @gmail.com or DM me. And we will get back to you on that. What else do we have coming up? All right, you guys, we have a Skid Row feed event this November 22nd. I've got a wonderful new chef from the East Coast and it's Chef Mitch. He'll be joining us down there to feed some folks. And we're doing essential kits. So what we're looking for, what I need is toiletries, you know, soaps and hand sanitizer and, you know, feminine products. And we've got some from our girl, Tiara Moore at Save Our Jewels. Thank you so much. Those are coming in. Shout out to Saddleback College, my college. They just donated a bunch of facial masks for the Skid Row feed. Thank you so much. So yeah, we have that as well as we have, it's going to be a really good time. So food, essential packs, if you have blankets or clothes that you want to donate, we're taking those too. So we'll start a live broadcast there on the 22nd at 4 o'clock and we're going to go for an hour. We'll probably be there a little earlier and a little later, giving out everything that we've got. So if you guys want to donate, you can send gift cards. You can send those items. You can send money. And we'll itemize what your money brought and bought, and you can write that off in your taxes as the last quarter. Maybe you have a little bit of extra money that you want to donate to that. 100% of it goes to the feed event. So we are happy to send you an itemized bill of what we got. We would rather you send gift cards and the actual items so we can just package them and give them. But if that's not feasible, you know, you can send us the PayPal. And the PayPal, you can send it MoniqueIncorporated@gmail.com, spelled all the way out, MoniqueIncorporated@gmail.com. And what else is going on? Then, you guys, in December, we're going to have a virtual wine tasting in pajamas. I'm trying to make this year fun. You know, it's like I said, it's been a circus. But yeah, so we're going to have wine and a lot of different people. Christine Mitchell, our good Mitch, will join us there in pajamas for Christmas. And that'll be on December 20th, 5 days before. Then I have something coming up really great. Wine and Art with Casa LA. It's a charitable event. It's an auction event with wine. And usually they see about 200-300 people that come in. Because of COVID, it will be spread out 3 days, 4 days. And it's downtown LA in February. And of course, we're going to have the Oscars Week gifting suite in April. So shout out to the brothers on this channel that helped make that happen and everyone that's going to be teaming up. If you want to get in our gifting suite swag bags that we do, you can email or DM me, Cap Aquarius Media, like Capricorn Aquarius Media at gmail.com, or you could DM me here. And I think those are all the announcements for now. That's a lot of information, huh? Next week, you guys, I'm so excited. We've got Tiara from Save Our Jewels, and we also have Nina as well. So we have some cool people coming up with some interesting items and projects. If you're a startup business and you're still trying to find your way through this event that's happened to the world, you know, make sure you have an online presence. Cap Aquarius Media is my brand. The subsidiary is the Followship Company. We do branding. So if you need a logo, a website, we can help you with that. But let me know if you're a brand interested in any of these events. We'd love to partner with you and help you gain visibility. So that is it, my friends, my startup friends. I'm in a clown outfit. It's been quite a clownish year for all of us. Let's see if we can make each other smile and be good to each other and see what comes next, all right? And as usual, and as always, when I ask you every week, what will you start up today? It's Monique LeRae and The Startup. Be well. Cheers.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.